Fretnats On Deck pregame show. Our first Copa game of 2023. Eric Bach joined by Brenner Cox ahead of a 7:05 first pitch tonight here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Brenner hit his first Fretnat home run last night to start the rally in the eighth inning. A couple of hits and the Fretnats walked off the Downeastwood Ducks last night. But Brenner, let's go through the eighth inning AB. First pitch on the attack. Obviously, it was a super successful AB, but is that what you were going up there to do, to hit a home run?
I never try and hit a home run. I mean, I was just up there to bottom half of the eighth, just trying to get on base and being able to score a run and cut the deficit. That was really all I was trying to do, is get on base there and, you know, let the guys behind me do what they do.
For sure. I'm sure the phone was blowing up after the game last night. Was there any special message in particular that maybe you weren't expecting to get after?
My mom sent me a video of her. She was literally crying. So that was pretty cool to see. I mean, yeah, I guess I don't really see it the way they see it. You know, I'm just here playing baseball, but I mean, they've seen me work my whole life to get to this point where I am. So just being able to achieve those goals and continue to do it is just, it's definitely an amazing feeling to them. I can imagine.
So in the early part of the season, you were leading off. That had been what you had exclusively done throughout your professional career. Now they've got you in the nine hole. That's where you are tonight. That's where you were last night. Do you like that better? It's kind of a second leadoff spot for you.
Yeah, no doubt. It definitely is. I mean, look, wherever the skip puts me, I mean, I'm just here to help the team win, and that's what I'm going to try and do. No matter where I am in the lineup, I don't care. And it's definitely like a second leadoff, which is awesome too. But yeah, I definitely don't have a preference. It is what it is.
Talked with Elijah yesterday about the two of you and your friendship and all the stuff that you guys do together. Elijah said you went to the mall on the off day. Tell me about that experience. That's like a throwback. You guys are like teenage guys going to the mall.
I know. Yeah. I mean, we're ball players, but I mean, outside the field, I mean, you know, we're still 19, 18 year old teenagers. Yeah. So yeah, I know. We love the mall. There's a bunch of stuff there that, and now we can get the stuff that we want, you know? So it's definitely pretty cool going to the mall.
Use that signing bonus well. Birthday number 19 coming up next week when we're in Carolina. You got anything special planned?
I don't. Hopefully a win. That's what I'm hoping. I just want a birthday win. That'd be the goal there for sure.
Talking with Brenner Cox here on the Fretnats On Deck pregame show. So I want to talk about your high school days. High school football quarterback down in Texas. I saw you throwing around the football with Boss before the game yesterday. What have you used from your football career? Because you always hear football coaches say, oh, you take life lessons from football. Mm-hmm. What have you taken from your football career that you've used here in your baseball career?
Just dealing with failure. I mean, it's going to happen 7 out of 10 times. You're going to fail, and that's if you're a Hall of Famer, right? So just being able to, you know, get back up and compete. I mean, there's nothing like getting smacked by a 300-pound defensive lineman and then having to get up and go the next play. It doesn't matter. Nobody's out there going to hold your hand for you. So I would just say being able to compete no matter the situation is definitely carried over to baseball.
I read somewhere that you didn't play varsity baseball until your junior year of high school.
Yeah.
What was that jump between Brenner Cox, JV, sophomore baseball player, to Brenner Cox 2 years later, fourth-round draft pick in the MLB draft?
Well, my sophomore year, I got moved up the day the season got canceled for COVID, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I technically didn't get to play in a varsity game, but I got moved up my sophomore year. And I would just say using that just to build off of that and realize that I had a bunch of work to put in. I still do have a bunch of work to put in, but just making those strides during the COVID year and my junior and senior year, and it just – the time really helped me. And there's still, you know, a lot of time to progress and grow as a player and a person.
I want to ask you about Fredericksburg specifically, because I mean, you hear guys talk, especially the skip, all the time about their minor league experiences and how lucky you guys are to play here. But you've been here a month now. What are your impressions of Fredericksburg, the stadium, this fan base?
Yeah. Well, you know, my dad played a little bit of pro ball too, right? And the stories he told me, this is nothing like that. You know, they make you feel like they're excited every single day to be here and play here. I mean, you go on the road and we play, and it's a significant difference between playing here. And it's awesome. The fans here are awesome. The community is awesome. This stadium's amazing. It's definitely a blessing to play here for sure.
I see you and D.Y., Delwin Young, the Fretnat hitting coach. You two seem to have formed a pretty close bond, and with the two of you working together every single day. What has that relationship with D.Y. done for your baseball so far here in Fredericksburg?
I feel like he's fairly young too, so I feel like me and him, we kind of he understands how I learn and what I need to do to prepare, and he's helping me figure out my own routine. And I mean, him just getting me prepared for, you know, my job now, baseball, he helps me all the time, so I really appreciate him for sure.
Runner Cox on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tonight, first Copa night here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, I appreciate it.